Time now for your letters. And today, we're going to begin by getting last week's show in shipshape. First up, our story on women in the Coast Guard. While a number of you wrote in praise of our reporting on the first woman to run a U.S. military academy, most wrote in about this line in the piece.
Of course, the Coast Guard isn't a combat force. Its missions run the gamut from illegal migrant interdiction and oil spill cleanup to port security and search and rescue.
Michael Cintrone of Norfolk, Virginia wrote, "While the Coast Guard is a multi-mission service, it's also an active branch in the military services and a fighting force." And Captain Ron LeBrec of the Coast Guard Office of Public Affairs gave us this bit of Coast Guard history. The Coast Guard flag displays more than 30 battle streamers, and Coast Guard and predecessor service personnel have served at home and abroad in every major conflict since 1790. Now, on to another line that got us into a bit of trouble, and this time it came from me. 30 years ago this week, IBM released the first personal computer. Unlike the number crunching... Boy, did that get people to hop onto their Kenbach 1s, Xerox Altos, their Altairs, and Commodore PETs, and yes, their Apple IIs. Well, not really. They probably used much more up-to-date computers, but according to the Computer History Museum, those are just some of the PCs that did beat IBM to market. No matter what kind of computer you use, you can always reach us at our website, npr.org. Just click on the link that says Contact Us. You can also find us on Facebook at NPR Weekend.